Okay, today we're going to talk about the minhag. You'll notice when someone has a baby boy and they want to invite you to the bris milah, they typically don't invite you to the bris milah. They say, I just want to let you know that there's going to be a bris next week, and you should just know that there's going to be a bris. It's at this time in this place. So first of all, where does this come from? That was the question. Why is it that there is such a minhag? So let's just give a little bit of background about su'udas bris milah. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Chav Tes, where it says as follows: Rabbi Shmuel Omer Lo Ikiv Avram Mikol Asher Tzivahu, that Avram Avinu did not hold back from anything God commanded him to do. Ukshenolad Yitzchak Ben Ches Yamim Igish Alamila, and when Yitzchak was born 8 days old, he gave him a bris milah. Shenem Rabbi Yimel Avram Es Yitzchak Beno Ben Shmonas Yamim Vigish Alamincha Al Gabei Mizbeach Vasa Simcha Mishta. He brought his son as a mincha on the mizbeach, and that was a great joyous party. Mikan Amru Chacham Chayiv Adam Lasos From there we learn that a person should have simcha mishta, should make a party when they do a bris milah. And there are other midrashim that say this way as well. In the Sefer Otsar HaBris, Chela Gimel, it's a four-volume Sefer on bris milah. So anything you ever want to know about bris milah, he's got it. So he quotes a Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Lech Lecha that also says Mishu Magish Beno Lemila Kilu Koin Gadol Makriv Minchaso Benoschal Gabe Mizbeach. Person brings his son to bris milah, like Koin Gadol being Makriv is Kabbim Mincha and doing the Nisach on the Mizbeach, and Mikanomur Chachamim. That's why it's a reason for a party that Chayiv Adam Lasos Mishu V'Simcha Bosayom Shazach Alamalas Beno. The Abu Dram quotes from Rabbeinu Moshe Cohen that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the su'uda attached to the milah is that very often when there is a tremendous spiritual accomplishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it reflected in a physical way, in order to be mekadesh the physical world. He quotes such a lashon. Abu Dram quotes that she'atam b'zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz kifi hayos shar kochos nefesh nimshachos v'negroros achar nefesh hamaskelas ba'asiyas hamitzvos u'bedrishas hachachamim she'e lechelek b'simcha she'tagiyah l'nefesh hamaskelas ba'asos hamitzvah o'b'igiyah l'chachma. That when you do something uniquely spiritual that gives a spiritual sort of satisfaction, we want you to, your physical body, to sort of enjoy that as well and to latch on to that. So the way we do that is by bris milah, which is such an important spiritual idea. We have machal mishta, we have a suda as well. That's what Chazal say. Kikshamar Kosh Baruch Hashem v'chalom alayla shalma etin l'cha v'shal achachma v'amada. When God said to Shlomo Melech, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. Do you have a wish? And he says, I want to be very smart, I want to have chachma. V'yika Shlomo v'nei chalom v'yas mishta l'chal avada. Shlomo Melech wakes up, makes a party. Again, why a party? Because when you accomplish something great spiritually, intellectually, we attach that to the physical world in a way of hoping that our entire physical bodies can get into that spiritual accomplishment. That's the idea of a su'udas bris milah, according to the Abu Dram. So there are midrashim that back this up, and there are a lot of remazim that they quote. The Orchaz Chaim quotes, Biyom Higamel, he says, Biyom Higamel is an utrikun, Biyom He Gimel Mal, right, on the day of 3 plus 5, Mal, so it's a Mishta Biyom Higamel. So you see that you make a party on the day of a bris milah. The Rabbeinu B'chayim Parshas Lech Lecha says that just like by a korban, the achil of the korban is mechaper, so too minhag Yisrael we make a su'uda at the bris milah, and having that su'uda serves as a kaparo also for us. So the inyan of su'uda of a bris milah is a very, very chashuv inyan, apparently. It's something that has profound powers to be mekadesh l'chol, and it's something that has remazim all over the place, and midrashim talk about it all over the place, some b'china of a korban. Where does the idea come from, therefore, that you shouldn't invite to a bris milah? I would think, adrada, what a great idea to invite someone to a bris milah. So there is a Gemara Maseches Pesachim, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Shiva Menudin L'Shamayim. There are seven people that are in Nidui from Shamayim, that it's Ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in Nidui. One of them, after a list of seven, the Gemara says, V'yesham, some say that there's an eighth. Af Misha'in Mesav B'chabur Shal Mitzvah. Even someone who refuses to sit at a chabura shel mitzvah. Zakt Rashbam, what does it mean, doesn't sit at a chabura shel mitzvah? Kigon mishta shel bris milah, or bas kohen, I can't see, bas kohen le kohen, or a wedding that a bas kohen marries a kohen. But mishta shel bris milah, someone refuses to participate in the Mishnah Shal Bris Milah, that's a Nidul L'Shamayim. So based on that, Rama writes in Yordes in Reish Samachai, based on that Rashbam, that anyone who does need it, a Sudas Milah, is considered like he's a Menudul L'Shamayim. And therefore, the minig is not to invite someone to Sudas Bris Milah, so that someone who's not able to participate, who has to turn down the invitation, shouldn't Chas V'Shalom be considered a Menudul L'Shamayim. Now I wonder if there was ever a minhag that when a Bas Kohen marries a Kohen, not to send out invitations, to just inform people, there will be a wedding, not we cordially invite you. L'chor, it's the same reasoning. The Rama only quotes it when it comes to, right, the Rashbam quotes both of those cases, but the Rama only quotes this when it comes to the Bris Milah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that dafka, you shouldn't invite people who won't come. So if you know who's going to come, who's not going to come, you can invite people that you know will come. So in this Sefer, Otzer Pris, he quotes several other ha'aros about this. He says, in the Evan Yisrael, he writes, Be'enai re'isi me'rav gadol v'tzadik ki be'es sha'ashamash ha'yamachruz beis ha'knesset sha'bal bris mazmin al su'uda. He said he saw a great gadol and tzadik that when they would announce everyone's invited to the Sudas Bris Milah, this great gadol and tzadik az ha'yamachruz etzba la'ozen. He was mekayim the Gemara in Ksubis about why our fingers are rounded at the end. He would put his fingers in his ears l'man lo yishma v'liyeh v'chal nidui to chas v'shalom avoid any sort of nidui. In the Sefer Koreis HaBris it says that dafka b'yoshiv shamvein rot. He says, no, this isn't just about being invited. He says that the Gemara talks about someone who is Eino Mesav, doesn't want to sit down and participate. That means you're there and you don't participate. That's the lesson of the Gemara of Eino Mesav. Or the Rama, even the Rama says that someone who's Eino Ochel Besu'udas Mila is a Menuda L'Shamayim. Eino Ochel means you're there but you choose not to eat. But not that, 6 days before someone told you that you're invited and you happen not to be in town that day. That he thinks is not included in the Menudah L'Shamayim. He also writes that that's only if you're there at the Shas Mila and you don't stay for the Su'uda. But Stam, to just not come to the Bris Mila, he doesn't think it's a problem. He thinks only if there's some reason why you should be Mesav, why you would think to be Mesav, and then you go ahead and you're not Mesav, only then is there really an Indian of being Menudah L'Shamayim. But as with a lot of things, people play it safe when it comes to this Indian. We play it safe and not, we don't want to be Menudah L'Shamayim. It sounds like a very bad thing to do. So the minhag in all of Klal Yisrael, as far as I know, is that people always say, I'm just informing you about the bris. People typically don't say it as an invitation, b'lashon, an invitation, nor do they send invitations to a bris mila. I don't know if an evite would qualify okay, maybe that's another shir on invitations via the internet, what the status would be. But mistama, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, for this reason, based on this Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Beis, we don't invite to a bris mila. That's where it comes from.